You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website, or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
The book of Exodus begins by giving us a quick reminder of the closing events of the book of Genesis, and with the children of Israel moving to Egypt because of Joseph. But after Joseph's death, and how they increased in number, and with the new ruler coming into power, the people of Israel were enslaved by the new Pharaoh. But the more they are oppressed by the new king, the more they multiply. This shows God's kindness to Israel. The narrative also speaks of the saving grace of the Lord through the godliness of the midwives in saving the male children alive in spite of the Pharaoh's commands that male children be cast into the river to drown. Slavery, oppression, curtailed freedom, forced labor, these things made the lives of God's people bitter. Isn't it the case that we too suffer the same fate? Bitter lives, not because of an oppressive Pharaoh, but because of our own sins? And if these types of situations happen in most of our lives, we would wonder if God had abandoned us. C.S. Lewis said, "Pain insists upon being attended to. God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our consciences, but shouts in our pains. It is His megaphone to rouse a deaf world." God uses pain to press us toward Him. The leader and people of Egypt sought to discourage the growth of Israel. Why was the harsh treatments, slavery, and forced labor not working to stop the growth of this people? Because it was God's plan for this people to become more numerous than the stars in the sky or the sand on the beach. There are some lessons that can only be learned as we travel the road of suffering and pain. As we journey in this Lenten season, let us prepare ourselves as we are reminded by Saint Peter in his first letter. "Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as He who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, 'You shall be holy, for I am holy.' And if you call on Him as Father, who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold."
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.